poll, Winsome Earl Sears surges within margin of error against Abigail Spenberger in Virginia governor's race. By Jasmine Jordan on October 1, 2025. An A2 Insights poll shows Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears narrowing the gap against Democrat Abigail Spenberger in Virginia's gubernatorial contest, placing the race within the margin of error as voters head into the final stretch before November's election. Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears is now just 3 points behind former Democrat Representative Abigail Spenberger in the race to become Virginia's next governor, according to a new survey. The A2 Insights poll, conducted September 26-28, shows Spenberger with 47.7% support and Earl Sears with 44.6%, placing the contest within the poll's margin of error. The tightening poll comes after a series of controversies that have defined Spenberger's campaign. In September, she faced backlash after encouraging supporters to let your rage fuel you at multiple events, a phrase she has repeated on the trail. Earl Sears, who is running on a message of unity, pushed back by declaring, "Virginia is for lovers, not rage." Spenberger has also been pressed to clarify her position on men participating in women's sports and using female restrooms. During a recent media availability, she described past state-level processes for handling such cases on a one-by-one basis but did not offer a clear yes or no answer. While Earl Sears has consistently opposed biological males competing in women's athletics or accessing female private spaces, the Democrat candidate has also come under scrutiny for endorsements and campaign connections. Chesterfield County School Board member Dot Heffron, who endorsed Spenberger in 2023, sparked outrage after praising the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, prompting Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., to call for Heffron's resignation. Spenberger later issued a statement condemning any efforts to justify or minimize political violence. Similarly, a staffer for Spanberger's campaign was accused of celebrating Kirk's assassination on social media, posting F around and find out. Earl Sears and the Republican Party of Virginia called on Spenberger to condemn the remarks and cut ties. Immigration has also been a flashpoint in the race. Spenberger confirmed in August that, if elected, she would rescind Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order requiring cooperation with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, effectively pledging to turn Virginia into a sanctuary state. Youngkin responded that Spenberger was prioritizing dangerous criminals over Virginian safety, while Earl Sears vowed to uphold strict enforcement. Spenberger has faced criticism from national figures as well. President Donald Trump took aim at her for supporting men in women's sports and open borders, pointing to her refusal to clearly state opposition to biologically male athletes competing in girls' competitions. Earl Sears amplified Trump's remarks, saying Virginians must reject policies that endanger women and families. The campaign trail has also been marked by inflammatory rhetoric. In Arlington, protesters displayed a sign attacking Earl Sears that compared her stance on transgender policies to segregation, drawing widespread condemnation from leaders across both parties. Spenberger labeled the sign racist and abhorrent.